On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Big opinions, big energy, big league perspective. Back to Derek and Decker on 97.1 The Fan.
That's how we're going to end the day. All right, that's cool. I can take it. It's all right.
Welcome back. 97.1 The Fan. Derek and Decker. That is just a little bit of The Crossroads by Derek Fisher's favorite band that he recently joined, Bone Thugs and Harmony. In case our good friends Brock and Alex do not know what's going on in here, to start the show at 6 a.m., of course, Derek Fisher coming in the amazing outfit that he came in today.
6 a.m. in like 20 seconds.
And right away, Raj tries to get in my ear because Raj, you don't know this, has really fat fingers. He accidentally pressed two buttons and he wanted to get in my ear. He said, make fun of him, say he looks like a member of Bone Thugs and Harmony. Here's what he did wrong. Yeah, he pressed both buttons. This is the best part, though. As he's saying it in my ear, I kind of put my head down smiling because he's mid-sentence talking about the game last night, and he just goes like, oh, no. And I immediately start laughing. I'm like, uh-oh, Raj. Raj made a mistake. So Raj accidentally said it in both of our ears.
Oh, that's incredible.
And so that led to a poll that we went on like, does Derek Fisher look like the newest member of Bone Thugs and Harmony?
I'm electing not to answer. I'm pleading the fifth.
Into the morning.
By the way, the poll was a resounding yes. What was the song that you kept quoting?
They said, Thuggish, ruggish, thuggish, ruggish fish.
Thuggish, ruggish fish.
Wow.
He's the thuggish, ruggish fish.
Yeah, that's it.
He's the
fish
thuggish,
I'm feeling for
fish.
You. And he's rocking the fan like merch today, yeah, too. Like,
Derek Fisher is going to kill us all today.
I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. Wow.
It's a fun day.
It's a very fun day. I know it's a fun day because it's going to be a great day on your show because it is, as I understand, the one and only Alex Curry's birthday.
Hey.
Congratulations. You made another year.
I know, wild. It's crazy because like towards the end of your 30s, I'm like, I don't know. I'm just, I forget what number I am. Like after, I think it was 33, you're just like, we're just in our 30s, which is fun.
Yeah.
And now I'm a mom, so I'm like, now I'm just a mom. So I brought the glasses to like remind me.
Let everybody know. Right. Let everybody know.
Birthday queen.
By the way, I think this is something all four of us can get on board with here.
Yeah, let's go.
And we have a controversy going on right now in the chat. By the way, the chat is The Fan LA. It seems as though our counterpart in New York, who they're very, very excited. They should be excited because they're going to see something that they haven't seen ever. And that's a championship run at the Garden. So I got to really give them credit. But WFAN, which is, of course, our counterpart in New York City, is in our chat trying to throw some shade our way. And the gall on these guys, because all the rings that they're possessing. Derek Fisher, what do you think of WFAN trying to throw shade saying, what time is the Lakers game? Good seats available?
Close up on D-Fish's face, you guys. Close up on D-Fish's face.
Give them credit. They don't know how to win. This is their first time.
Yeah, that's spoken or tweeted or whatever. Like someone that just hasn't been to a party in a long time.
So sad.
They finally got an invitation to a really nice party. And they're so excited. They're trying to figure out what they're going to wear. It's just you don't have to behave that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Party hasn't even started yet.
Yeah.
And they show up blackout drunk. And then you say, this is why you don't get invited to places.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how to act.
Yeah. They're showing up to the party. And it's like, who wants Jaeger?
No. But guys, it's cute. Like,
your first time.
Aw, look at them go, buddies.
Yeah.
You're so there. You did it.
If they weren't so arrogant, it
good
could be cute. I'm 33 years old. The Knicks have been relevant the past 2 years of my life. Act like you. Act like you should be humble and grateful about the moment. Don't act like you have any idea what
they
success
can't act
looks
like. They've been here before because they haven't been here before.
That's
they're literally losing their minds. If you've watched any fans in New York, they are going to be drinking and raging for a week.
Wait, but
and then continuing on through the finals.
To be fair, I think they earned that right.
Yeah.
But to wake up in the morning and first thing to do is throw shade to the Lakers, what are you doing?
It's the first time they've been able to do that in 27 years, which, like, you feel bad for them. So you're like, well, it's cute.
If the Knicks win and I have to keep seeing Timothy Chalamet courtside, they need to bump up Dune 3. If they release Dune 3 early, then I will root for the Knicks.
They're not going to do that, and I'm not going to do that either. I'll tell you this. There is a world that I root for the Knicks in the finals. There really is.
Yeah, if OKC gets there.
That is the answer to the question.
I'm with you there.
Answer to that riddle.
Yeah.
What? I'm not here for OKC, man. I can't.
No.
You know what? I'll admit, D-Fish, and you're going to get mad at me. The narrative has gotten to me.
Oh, my God.
It's happened.
What?
The flopping narrative has finally entered
my
brain.
Same.
And I can't unsee things, Fish. I can't unsee them.
Well, it's also the algorithm. I think because we talk about it so much and we talk so much Lakers, our phones hear it. And so my algorithm is literally feeding me flop reels.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
I'm just getting OKC hate flop reels. And I'm here for it. The algorithm is working for me.
It's warping our brains.
Yeah. Now I can't unsee it either.
What are the conversations between the Spurs brass and Adam Silver or the Ref Association? Like, are those conversations even something that can happen during the season? Like, what outlet do opponents have to vent their frustration?
Most teams, I mean, the Spurs said they really hadn't done this very much, I think, after game one. But most teams, after certain games or nights where they're frustrated with, you know, the way the whistle was, you basically find a few clips or edits of plays that you're referring to. You send them into the league office, to the referee's office, so that you can kind of help them see what you're seeing, what your players are experiencing. And also so that when you play this team again, it's something they can look for. Like, so the plays with Hartenstein was holding and grabbing Wimby's arms, and they kept showing that during the game. Like, those would be things before we had all of these camera angles now.
Right.
Yeah.
The teams would have the in-arena camera angles, and they could kind of send that to the league and say, hey, man, look, this is what's going on out here. But how much it actually impacts the way the game is called, I don't have that feel, but it's, I mean, come on, man.
So it doesn't bother you?
Does what bother me?
The flopping. The falling on almost majority of their shots, especially in the fourth quarter.
How many? Hold on.
Let's go.
I will freely admit, I know these super edits are just that. They are edits.
Yes.
And I understand they can be taken out of context.
Hold on.
But man, D-Fish stringing them together, really.
He's got the box score.
I know.
So you guys are trying to tell me that out of 83 field goal attempts, they fail 83 times.
At least 50.
Yeah.
Actually, you guys are cowards. I'll do it.
Half
that's exactly what I'm saying.
Stop it.
I'm saying half in the fourth quarter. Like, it's insane. I will hand it to the refs, though, that they're not calling it as much this series. Like, thank God, especially since they're beating up on each other so much.
Yeah.
But it's wild. And they don't need to do it. They're good enough. They're good enough that they don't need to do it, the flopping.
It's just what happens when they put stuff into the universe and our brains just kind of absorb it.
We see it.
They played no differently last year.
And it was a conversation last year.
Not like this.
It was, but it's gotten wild this year.
They got their the hooks in me, like whatever algorithm that the Western Conference is pushing.
It's the algorithm of success, guys. It's the algorithm of success. People don't love when people are successful too long, and so for some reason everybody's already done with OKC as though they've been dominating.
What was the hate that you guys got during your life?
Well, we
crazy
dominated
run.
A decade.
Yeah, so, what you're was suppo- the hate?
You're like, supposed what? To.
They like, got yeah. a lot of hate. Like, but
the hate was like
you were just great.
Nobody can guard Shaq.
Exactly, but you can. That's
like,
facts.
No, you can't. But
that's facts.
It just comes with the territory of winning now.
Flopping's
like
different.
Everybody, the Warriors start winning. And then they were mad. Oh, well, Kevin Durant going to the Warriors, that's not fair. It's just going to always be something that people are going to say about the winners for some reason. I get it. Yeah, shouldn't fall every time you shoot the ball. But that's not happening every time.
Or when you're not touched.
Well, guys, we're going to get so much more into this tomorrow during Crosstalk. And when Derek takes a bat and hits us all in the head. That's it for us today. Stick around for Brock and Alex right here on 97.1 The Fan. Derek and Decker, Kick Rocks. See you tomorrow.
Broadcasting live from the Odyssey Wilshire Studios in the heart of the city. This is KNXFM and KCBS HD2 Los Angeles. 97.1 The Fan.
Margaret Carrero with your KNX News update for 97.1 The Fan. With the chemical tank in Garden Grove now stabilized, all remaining evacuation orders have been lifted. Many residents voiced frustrations and concerns at the city council meeting last night.
GKN should not be allowed to operate across from an elementary school. It's shameful.
A Tesla driver known for road rage attacks in SoCal has been sentenced to 7 years for similar crimes in Hawaii after being released early for a conviction here and placed on probation. Local victims speaking out.
This outcome should send a clear message about the seriousness of these offenses and the urgent need for stronger accountability.
And as the World Cup nears, a warning about ticket scammers.
If you encounter somebody who you don't know who's trying to sell you a ticket, the odds are that's a scam.
For more on these stories, tune in to KNX News at 1070 AM or streaming on the iHeart and Odyssey app.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.